I trust everyone had an excellent holiday and are looking forward to the years ahead, filled with fresh new hope. In our previous letter from October through November, we covered the subject of faith. We established the fact that the ground determines the outcome of the seed that is sown. We left you with 7 points that are the signs of someone who says they are in faith, and you know they may not be because of the type or lack of fruit they bear. The Bible is clear. You know people by their fruit. Here following are the details of 7 signs to a lack of faith. Number 1, a person feels a need to prove to everyone they're in faith or needs someone's approval. Faith is very personal. It's an issue of one's heart, James 2:18. Point number 2, a person has a works mentality out of fear rather than faith. If I said the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, I have negated my faith before God. Their faith is through physical performance more than spiritual conviction. Point number 3, a person tries to receive something that's already been given in a promise through Christ in redemption as to his revealed will. They need to receive a manifestation before they confirm their faith. Mark 11:24 is clear. We believe before we see anything manifest. Point number 4, a person is an unfaithful listener, not to follow through to the one complete knowledge of the truth of any given subject. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." God's word is like an unto seed. Contained in each seed is the complete knowledge of what grows out of it. If you do not continually faithful to water it, we fragment the seed and it does not grow in us. The more you hear, the more you will be given. The less you hear, even what you have will be taken from you. Point number 5, a person applies faith only in unfavorable circumstances. This is the most dangerous place to be in our thinking. We find that this falls into a place where people are not growing in their faith. They view faith as a means to move God on their behalf when they need him. The God kind of faith is what we live by in the knowledge of him, by placing ourselves under the authority of his promises. Point number 6, a person has no daily maintenance of their faith. My favorite verses are found in Proverbs 4:18-23. Notice verse 18. Our path shines ever brighter. And verse 19. The way of the wicked makes their path so dark, it causes them to stumble and they don't even know why. Point number 7. A person measures their faith by the size of their problem. This opens up a door called doubt. Doubt has instant results. Read about David in 1 Samuel 17:11 and 2 Samuel 5:7. He was courageous as a champion and a great soldier. The key to his victory was God behind everything he did. God has made us all champions because he knows that he has the ability to back us in what we encounter in life. This is why God called David a man after his own heart. Seek to please him.